Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-73.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ms. Foxbody. If you have anything to say or you would like to be heard, please press 1 and I will open your mic. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. Good evening, Tricky Ricky. How are you?
Hello, Ms. Foxbody. How you doing?
I am great.
That's good. That's good. Well, I would like to thank everybody for calling in today. This is Thursday at Race Talk Radio with me, your host, Tricky Ricky, and my engineer, Ms. Foxbody. Today the show will be short because I have something to do, and I'm actually driving right now, so if anybody hearing excess background noise for the time being, it's going to be me until I get where I'm going. Today, since I didn't get a call back, I wanted to get the guys from Capital Raceway on so they could let everybody know what's going on with the racetrack. They're supposed to open up this weekend, or are going to open this weekend. So hopefully they are in the queue and can come on and tell us what's going on. I got Roger GRF, who should be in the queue, that wants to give a shout-out before he has to dip off. Today's topic, in this short time span, is going to be, again, what races do people want to see this year. I've asked this question maybe once or twice last year, and it's always got pushed off by other conversations, but today we're going to try to stay on track and get some answers to this question of what races do people want to see this year. Also, I'm taking a head count of those people who are ready to race the class that I was trying to start. I did get a higher total of big block nitrous cars on 29s than the other fields that I was putting out there, the 28s and small blocks and stuff like that, of 28 big blocks. So I got more calls on 29, so just trying to get a head count of who all will be ready to get in the race April the 5th, just to give a little leeway, excuse me, because of the weather from the March 29th date. So April the 5th, 29-inch tires, big block nitrous, free entry fee. Trying to see who's ready. I have had some calls of those saying that they got smaller tires and still want to run with the 29s, which is great. Those people showing some heart. Really not a whole lot of difference to me, but that's my own personal opinion. So for those who are willing to take the leap out there to run with a 29 inside and they got 28, I commend you and thank you. And that's going to be that. So with that being said, we're going to try to get the show underway so I can get on to what I have to do for the evening. So Ms. Foxbody, do we have any callers in the queue? Oh, don't tell me I got cut off. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello?
Hi, Tricky Ricky. We have Running Bear on the line.
Okay. How you doing, Running Bear?
Hey, what's going on, Trick?
Not too much.
How's everything going?
It's going to get some things in motion for myself. Just getting off work, so trying to get this loaded for sure.
Yeah, I know that's right.
How about you?
Just hanging in there, wait for the weather to get right, man. Hopefully I can make a pass this weekend and see what the old car do.
All right. Would you be willing to come up on April the 5th? I think you said you had a small block. You got a small block on 29th, right?
Well, right now my small block is sitting on 31, but I was thinking about putting 29s on it to come up to MRI.
Okay. Well, we're taking the head count to see who all will be ready for the 29-inch thing that I'm doing at the Capitol. And we're going to try to do that April the 5th. I was shooting for March the 29th, but, you know, because of the weather, trying to get people a little more decent of a track considering the temperature outside. So we're going with big block nitrous on 29s, but if you got a small block on 28s or whatever you got, 28s or 29s, and you want to dance with the big block, then you're more than welcome.
Okay, man, that sounds good to me because I don't think I want to put no 28s on my car. I could stand it. What about a 29.5?
Yeah.
Okay,
29.5,
10.5,
you can do a W or, you know, whatever, straight 29.5.
Yeah, see, I might do that.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it where, you know, it was a whole bunch of rules, stipulations on tire size, and, you know, some people called and said you shouldn't allow a W tire, but, you know, some people may already have a W tire, so that may be a better fit for them, you know what I mean? I want to try to water it down with a whole bunch of rules and then that, you know, push people away. Rules push people away. So
yeah. Oh,
trying
yeah.
to get people to race. And if you
yeah.
add a whole bunch of rules, that's going to stop racing.
Yeah, I might be as good, you know, my car, you know, I like to dance with the big blocks, you know, but I'm a small block guy, you know, and if I can go a 29.5, 10.5 W, I mean a W, then, you know, I can. You know, I don't mind playing with the big block.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you get out this weekend and you make a pass and you feel comfortable, let me know if you can make it up and, you know, confirm you and put you on the list. You can go from there. But, hey, did you make it to the fish fry?
Yo, yeah, I went out there, yeah. I got locked in with a guy with a big block Camaro. We supposed to run at First Ladies Night in Dinwiddie, 8th of Mile.
Okay. So what's that, head up,
Head up, yeah. Like I said, man, you know, I don't mind dancing with the big blocks a little bit, you know, but when they get the outrageous big block, I leave them alone, you know. I stay in my lane, you know.
Right.
But when they set like me and look like me, they spraying one and I'm spraying one, so we can get together.
Oh, okay. Let's see who else is in the queue, if you don't mind, Mr. Running Bear. And
Oh, man.
Okay. Ms. Foxbody, who else do we have in the queue?
We have Kenny. Kenny, your mic is on. Kenny.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's happening?
All right, I'm just calling in to support the show. I'm just calling in to say hey.
All right. How you looking on your severe? You trying to come up here and dance with some of these big blocks on the fifth?
I don't think it's going to be. I'll try my best, Rick, but I don't think it's going to be ready on the fifth. What's the next race after the fifth?
Well, I haven't actually sat down.
Like a play-by-play thing. See how that goes.
Yeah.
Six guys
or
another. I'm gonna put 29s on it, and I'm gonna do my best to make it. I got a damn Chevelle in my garage. I've been working on, dragging my feet. I've been so busy doing other work. I got to finish wiring it up, then I can get my car in here and fix what I need to fix on it. But that's a little ways away, so I might be able to do it, but I don't know. It's gonna be pushing it tight. If I get it together, I'll bring it up there.
Okay. Well, let me ask both of you guys before I push on to the next caller. Do either one of you, Kenny or Running Bear, have any races in mind that you guys would like to see happen this year?
I would like to see Indica's trying to do a small block back half. 31 inside, that's the biggest tire you can have on it. He's going to do that in the 23rd, supposedly. And I like to see something more like that, you know, a small block type of race, you know.
Okay.
You know, no turbos or nothing, no blowers or nothing like that.
Gotcha. What about yourself, Kenny?
I tell you what, I had fun. I like to see a little more of the shootouts go down this year. I don't know about far as, like, name-wise on grudge races I like to see. There's so many of them. I mean, we can see a whole bunch of them, really. But I like I got a kick out of the shootouts last year, and I'd like to do some of them shootouts, see a whole lot more shootouts going on. Because it's not, you get up in there, you put a little bit of money up, like we were talking about last year, put a little bit of money up, or even, like you said, some of them have free shootouts or whatever, like you're going to do.
Right.
And then you ain't got to put up a little bit of money, and you got just a chance anybody else is winning the money at the end. You know, you ain't got to make that many passes. A four-car shootout, you ain't got to run that much.
Yeah,
so,
I agree with you.
So are you speaking of any specific shootout, like your conventional head shootout or –
I think that'll be a big hit. I don't have nothing that'll go in that, but I think that'll be a big hit, and I think your little small tire shooter is going to be a big hit too. I think that's going to be you see a lot of stuff all over the place in the grudge world, and you know what the most of it is. It's most of it small tire. You know,
right.
All shootouts. They're all over the place.
Right. Okay.
So I think that's going to be a big hit. That might your little trend up in this area might move around to the local tracks like Dinwiddie. You know, they might start doing some stuff like that.
Well, that would be ultimately the goal. I was reading on Facebook where somebody was trying to do something for 28 G body streetcar type of thing. So I guess to a point it is kind of catching on up here a little better. So he's trying to give everybody with something, somewhere to race. You know what I mean?
I think, like you said, the guys that would normally be a little nervous about getting in there to run somebody for a big pot, they're going to be a whole lot more willing to jump in for, you know, a small fee to get up to maybe win a big pot in a shootout and try to go against somebody like that.
But I know, I don't know about how you were last year, but I know with all that grudge racing that we did last year, you know, that hurts your pocket if you lose a few of them.
Yeah. I ain't going to say it didn't hurt. It did hurt. I rebounded pretty quick, but, you know, it would have been better if I had went positive instead of negative. That's for certain. it hurt. It definitely
hurt.
Look, anytime
you lose,
it hurts.
A couple of them hurt me, too. I can tell you that. Don't feel bad.
Yeah. So, hey, Miss Foxbody, my new phone, for whatever reason, is still doing the same thing. So I guess at the show, I can't reply back to you. So
okay.
If you could, can you open Mr. Harold's mic?
Harold, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
How you doing, sir?
All right, man. I'm Big Joe's partner, man. I want y'all fellas out there to grab a moment of silence from him, man. He lost his mom last week.
Oh, man, okay.
All the fellow racers, man.
You said Big George.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you.
I told y'all I know who he is.
Oh, yeah, no
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah, we all know. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, grab a moment of silence for my man. I want to call and get that off my chest before the show gets started. I ain't want to interfere with your show, Rick, but I wanted to, thought that would be appropriate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no problem. So, with all due respect for Big George, since he's very well respected in the area, let us all give a moment of silence for the passing of his mom.
All right, Rick, I appreciate that, man.
Hey, anytime, man, if you can, tell George to give me a call. Like I said, I've been wondering why I ain't heard from him. So,
He's been kind of soaking up, you know, what's going on. So, you know, he's all right. We be out this week, you know. Ain't nothing changed, but, you know, we be out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well,
appreciate
you know,
that.
I fully understand where he's coming from right now. So, if you need somebody, like you told me, if you need somebody to talk to, just call me. If I can help him with something, just tell him to call me.
Okay.
All right,
appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right.
Wow. Yeah, people, we got to this is going on so much nowadays, man. You got to appreciate every day to the fullest, I swear.
Yeah, you're right, man. I you know, my pop, he's still living. My mom, she's still living, but they're getting up in the age now, man. It's kind of worrying me.
Yeah. Yeah, it does worry you. It does worry you. But okay, we got a couple more callers in the queue. Ms. Foxbody, can you open Devon's mic?
Devon, your mic is open.
Oh, Devon.
What's going on, Trigger?
How you doing, sir?
And no much. I'm just calling in to support your show, brother.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to let everybody still remind them that the VA Grudge Pro Board is still up for them, for the people up in Maryland and Virginia and down North Carolina. They can get on it to communicate if they want to set up grudge races with the people that's in the GRF and for the grudge races that's using it in Virginia.
Okay, good. I just called somebody down there. They didn't even know. They from Virginia but didn't know anything about the board.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Besides Facebook, is there any way that you can post that maybe like on a local message board up here, Street Freak?
Yeah, I'll come on to it. I'm one of your Facebook friends, so just hit me, put the link on my Facebook post or which board I need to post it on.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Who is that? Is that Devin?
Yeah, that's me. What's up, running back?
Hey, what's going on, Devin?
Nothing much. So that's all I came to support your show and let everybody else know about that. But I'm going to be working on flyers. I'm going to see if I can get with JC to hand them out when they do the ladies' night to let everybody know about the Pro Board.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Devin, even though, we're going down to Fayetteville on the 23rd of this month. So if you if you got any flyers, we can pass them out down that way too.
I'm gonna be down there. I'm coming down there with Wayne.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. Hey, Davon, let me ask you a question. Who, what races would you like to see go on this year?
I'd like to see some more of them boys from down south come up to VNP or Maryland, like Tony Vines and them. Instead of us going down there, I'd like to see them come up to VNP and have a big grudge war at VNP with Big Tire and Pro Mark.
All right. That's cool. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate your input. If you ain't got to go, don't go. But if so, I understand. But if you can, just meet your mic if you got to go.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna meet my mic. I'm going to stick around.
Okay. Ms. Foxbody, can you give me Monster?
Monster, your mic is on.
What's going on, family?
What's up, Monster?
What's happening with you, man? Condolences to Big George and his family from Custom Tees Racing, man. I talked to him earlier this week, so he was doing okay. So.
Okay.
He said things was a little tough, but he said it's going to be okay. So. What's happening, man? I heard Kenny on there talking about the shootout.
Yeah, he said he'd like to see a little more of the shootouts going on. Okay. Roger, if you don't mind, and Johnny, hold on 1 second. Let me. Can you open Roger's mic at GRF so he can do his shout out? Because he said he had to get on. He's at dinner.
What is his last four or first three something?
732-4557.
Your mic is on.
Rick, what's happening, man?
What's up, Roger?
Ain't nothing, man. Just calling in on behalf of the GRF, man, giving a shout-out. Let's see what's going on.
All right, well, I appreciate you calling me. Listen, I was talking to AJ earlier, and, you know, I was informed about the melee that y'all had on your conference call from the dude from the Midwest.
Right.
And I would like for you to contact your GRF members, and if it's at all possible, it can either be this Sunday or next Sunday. We're going to call in the Lil Tony Show Sunday night and harass them, like they did on y'all conference call.
Yeah. Adrian already talked to me. I'm going to send a mass text out to all of the members. I think he said next Sunday is the best to do it. So we'll definitely remind each other and go ahead and handle it. And I just like to say, you know, when they come up in May, we're going to have to get together, you know, with Virginia, you know, Maryland, and make sure everything that come out there, we got some sitting on the parking lot that can accommodate them. You know, we don't want them to go back home and think they couldn't get a race out.
Well, I'm not going to say that's going to be very hard to do.
Right.
That I know of, like I told you, they got one big hitter. Everybody else is just mouth.
Well, the race that I like to see is what is the guy's name out there with the Buick? What's his name?
Donye.
Yeah, the race I'd like to see is Tricky Ricky on top of Donye. That's the race I'd like to see.
Well, down on his ass, I'm going May the 26th at MIR at the Larry Cooper.
that's the race I'd like to see. Tricky Ricky on top of Donye.
Hey, Rick.
Yes,
I think I could make that happen for y'all. What's going on, Roger?
What's going on, Monster?
It's already in the works, Monster.
Yeah, I know. That's Larry T, and you guys doing what you do best, and that's enjoying what you do, man.
Well, look at here. We got another member that's a heavy hitter with the G-body, too, that might want the leftovers from that, Rick, when you get finished with him. I don't know if I'm supposed to put it out there or not, but trust and believe. We got a gangster G-body that might be on the premises, too, looking for Donye also.
Well, I'm sure he, you know, he feel real strong and cocky, so... if he go down, he gonna be looking to get some of his money back.
Yeah, but the biggest one of them all that was on there, I don't even know why he called in the show. I did my homework and checked him out on YouTube.
Three
Legs with the yellow firebrand. He shouldn't even call in.
Yeah.
I don't know why he associates himself that yellow car with grudge racing. He shouldn't even pick the phone up and call the show.
Well,
is it two chassis car?
Nah, it's more of a street race car, I guess you can call it. But
yeah, Look like it's about to oil the track at any moment.
Yeah, he raised a lot of hell the other week.
Yeah, that's all it was. Well,
yeah,
he raised hell, but what it is, these guys want you to run a ghost. They want to ask you a million questions about our cars, and then you ask them the normal questions that we ask each other, they don't want to answer. You know, like how you sitting. You got conventional head or you got Chiefs on it. They don't want to answer nothing. So if we running ghosts, that's cool, too. We got a few ghosts that'll be there, too.
Well,
yeah, I think we could accommodate them all. So we have enough on the premises to accommodate them all. Fella.
Trust and believe. The GRS
is the only one, Roger.
Huh?
Hey, Roger, now I got a question for you. Which way are you going on May 4th? You going
May
with 4th? New York, New Jersey? Yeah, you going with Long Island Joe, New York, New Jersey, or you riding with the D.C., the DMV? Rick, he ain't told us that one.
I mean,
no, I ain't looked at that one yet.
You said, am I riding with Virginia versus New York and all?
Yeah, which way are you going? Which way are you going?
I mean, you hear my accent, right? I'm a country boy, right?
You got to go home, right?
Okay, all right. As long as you know. I just give it a say. I know you hear my accent.
That's going to be a good race.
Yeah. So, I'm going to have to go with the home team on that. Yeah, I heard Kenny and our running back. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm Steve.
Hey, man, what's up? Well, look here, Tricky, you know my number if you need me. I'm having dinner with a very beautiful lady right now, so I'm going to have to get with y'all fellas later.
All right, not a problem. I appreciate it.
All right, man, y'all take it easy.
Is that Roger? All right,
Roger. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, Mom.
Monster, before I ask you this question, Miss Foxbody, can you open Johnny?
Johnny, your mic is on.
What's up, Rick?
How you doing, sir?
It's Johnny. I post on the 301 boy.
Yeah, it was good.
Couple races I like to see, as I'm saying. I like to see that pro, that all motor pro they got up there in New Jersey.
And
Henry Butler.
I can handle that.
Short Dog, Carlos Wells. And Sniper and Ready.
That's right. You said Sniper and Jeff Rogers?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with Sniper. I heard Jeff Rogers' car was in the shop. Is Carlos Wills' car ready?
I don't know, but, you know, we got a long year ahead of us, so, you know. I'm a patient person.
Okay. That's cool.
I think we can work out that Carlos and Short Dog. I think we can work that Carlos and Short Dog. I'll call Carlos about that. Which car was Short Dog? The black and orange car or the black and yellow?
Black and orange. Black and yellow.
Yeah.
Black and yellow.
What would be your
opinion? But as I was just putting in my 2 cents, you know.
Nah, man, your opinion counts. You guys see things that we don't see, and that's... I never thought of that Carlos versus Short Dog, but we have to odd that thing up a little bit. We have to call Short Dog and see which way he could odd it up a little bit. What do you think?
Right. So how you doing, Rick? Are you about ready?
No, man. I got the car still in the trailer, the motor sitting on the floor. I was able to get my heads in the shop, but I got some other things going on right now, so. The motor shouldn't be that long before it's finished, but the car was going to be a minute. But Camaro will be ready here shortly. We got an OPS race April 20th. So I'll be getting ready for that in the Camaro.
Right.
That's about all.
Okay.
By the time the Malibu get back... Come back out. It'll be a super freak too.
A super freak too.
Yeah.
I got you. So what's the deal with a Super Soul Stang and Marquez? Are they gonna sit back and pick and choose? Or are they gonna get a game?
I don't know. You know, I threw a little something out there on Street Freaks message board just to because it was dead. Nobody had posted anything on the board for about 3, 4, 5 days.
Right.
And, you know, Chad fired back with the comments about Pistons, and I fired back with him not having no heart. Then Marquez come on and want to know when I'm going to be ready, and is it going to be at the beginning of the year, middle of the year, or end of the year like last year? I mean, that really don't matter. Just, you know, best thing I can tell you is when I'm ready, you just be ready. So
right.
I really don't know what they're going to do. I prefer for them to run me head up, but as we all know, they're not going to do that. Chad said he would run me head up on 29s and no balls. So I look forward to that race. But, you know, right now it's a little too early to tell, and who knows what they're going to do.
Oh, okay.
If I had my decision, yeah, they're going to sit back and pick and choose what they want.
All right, my brother, I'm sitting back and cutting meat myself.
Okay.
Right,
I appreciate you calling with your opinion on the races and things of that nature.
Okay.
Marsha, what would be your pick? I know you try to stay out of this.
Oh man, Rick,
kind of
Rick. Now it's one in particular that struck me, and I've been getting a lot of phone calls from New York, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And it's to get you to go. George Williams' son got a 69 Camaro. Have you seen the car?
What color is it? Blue?
Copper color. Beautiful. Beautiful back half 69 Camaro. Man.
Nah,
back half car. Yes. If you go on to Snowbird Nationals in Florida at Bradenton, you'll see a picture of the car in the water box. But, yeah, they supposedly, I think Joe told me they are bringing that car here. So, if that's the case, May 4th at Capital Raceway, and them New Yorkers pulling the gate down there, you know, we're going to be ready. So.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I think, you said May 4th. Okay, yeah, we might be able to accommodate that.
Yeah.
But then the other one
I want to see, and and I talked to you about that one, was you and Fuji or you and Mark again. So.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And then I got the boys over Virginia calling me too now, those Bernardo brothers, EV3. So they're going to come over too. Yeah, they're coming over. They called me. They're going to come over. So.
Now, what car are they coming with? Nick's car? The Camaro?
Yes, the Camaro. Yep, so they called me today, and they definitely going to come over and support us on the 4th. So I just got to have a little something-something, because you know that Long Island Joe, he's a New Yorker, and you know you got to stay one up on them. You hear me?
You mess with Ed Nick Bernardo over there. That's one in the pocket right there.
Yes, sir.
He worked for me some years ago when I first matter of fact, the first time I went to Colonial Beach, they did my Willie Bars for me back then.
Mhm. Yeah, they're good people, man.
Well, Miss Foxbody had informed me that the Empire State is on the line, so if you can.
Oh Lord! I thought we cut the show short tonight, so I don't have to hear all that shit.
What's up, Rick? What's going on,
hello.
Rick?
Good. How you doing,
Mr. Pee-wee here?
Oh, this is the wrong Empire State. This is the little Empire State building.
Yeah, I'm the little building.
What's up, Pee-wee? How you been?
What's good, man?
What's going on? Nothing, just listening to the show.
I thought when she said Empire State, I'm thinking it was Terry. It's you.
Now, Terry's
not going to like you stealing his name now, Pee-wee.
Nah, they call me Troublemaker. Damn, Rick, so you got to run me and Donye on the same day?
Yeah, I'm going to tell both of y'all a new ass.
You sound good. The more the merrier.
It's going to be good. I appreciate you finally calling in, you know what I'm saying? So now I know y'all going to call me Friday night when the show getting ready to go off, you know what I'm saying?
This is Mr. Pee-wee Smack Talk Mall. Friday nights at 6 o'clock, 646-595-2258, Pro Stock Joe's number. It's a raunchy, grunchy show. You can say what you want and mean what you say.
All right, so that's why y'all always called me about 7 o'clock, because y'all already been on since 6. Okay. Hey, Marcus,
yeah,
they didn't call me for the last 2 weekends on Friday night about 7-something, harassing me.
Well, you know Pro-Star Joe talked for a half an hour.
Hey, Pee-wee, now look, here's the deal now. The loser of the race with you and Rick got to call in the next week and tell him you the man. You hear me?
Oh, of course. Listen, I could take it like I give it. Listen, somebody got to lose.
Now, don't forget, Pee-wee, you and I got to have a little hamburger bet on the side, all right?
No, I like chicken. They call me chicken eater. We got to bet some little chicken.
We got plenty of chicken. Don't worry about the chicken, but you just find me because me and you gotta tighten that one up, because you know I gotta ride with my main man. See, you had that Long Island Joe on here last week, and we had to hear all that shit, and then we turn around and get another one, Rick. So this ain't good for us.
I guess we're doing pretty good. We didn't got Detroit and Chicago, and I guess they didn't have one or two people from Indiana to call in the DRF conference call. Then we got Long Island Joe last week, and then we got Pee Wee this week. So we attracting attention from all over. Well, we're doing a damn good job.
Rick, a friend of mine named Mr. Peanut just told me to tell you hi when I spoke to you. I didn't know what he meant. He just told me to tell Ricky hi.
I would appreciate it if he'd bring his ass on down here too now.
Well, as things are going,
he's still not ready yet.
Now he ready.
Okay.
We just waiting on some good weather up here. We got all this snow and rain and.
Let me ask you.
Y'all had to get
bobcats
up there.
Huh? What'd you say?
Oh, good.
I said, Pee Wee, y'all had to dig out with bobcats up here, didn't you?
Nah, we didn't. The heavy stuff missed us. We just getting a mixture of snow and rain now. But they said in the morning it might get bad 3 to 6 inches.
Mm. Yeah, I saw Joe a couple weeks ago. He had 30 inches up there. I said, man.
Yeah.
But that ain't no excuse for y'all not to come down here so Rick can tax that ass. So don't get we'll send tractor trailer to come and get you.
I done put in my vacation time. That's gonna be I'm going to DMP that Saturday and whoop William Brown's brother, and I'm coming back up the road heading home, and I'm going to knock Tricky Ricky eyeballs out. I'm sorry to hear about Big George's mother. I would have liked to have had a piece of him, too.
Well, that's not excluding him now.
If once he starts feeling good, I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I know you're real heavy on the Down South show. Do you have any races from up north that you would like to see take place this year?
Up north. Ooh.
Dang, showing up.
I want to see, I would like to see Beachman against that pickup truck.
What pickup truck?
Three of them, Melvin and Matt.
Oh, okay.
I would like to see that race.
Oh, hey, Rick, I know one you forgot.
What's that?
Man, we got to get them Hatton boys back to run Reds down the road. That's going to be a must for me.
Okay. How was Rick doing? I know he was dealing with this issue with his son last year. Has anybody, running back, you talked to Reds? You all right? Everything good?
Yeah, he come along pretty good. Everything come along pretty good. I talked to him the other day, and the only thing he waiting to do now is get another hood for it. Cause he blew the hood off and tore it up.
Oh, okay.
And I'm thinking pretty sure he gonna get he had to have it by at least by the last of this month anyway.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
When y'all gonna unleash the Maryland Assassin?
I guess whenever he can find somebody to get unleashed on.
Okay. You know, when you kind of say that name, you know, it kind of deter people.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Rick? I did get a call about him today from one of the guys, the, what is his name, the Petey Small Block car?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I told him they had to talk to Joe about that. So that'll be something Joe had to handle. But, yeah, I told him whichever way they want to go, we'll ride with them.
Say that one more time. That'll be what?
I said that'll be worth the price of a mission right there.
That'd be a big one, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So maybe somebody can get in touch with Red and maybe set up something between Red and the Hatton Boys. And I'm sure they on the line listening. At least they told me they would be. So
yeah. Rick, Red do want to add more.
Ricky.
Yeah.
Mr. Peanut's on the phone.
What's going on, young man? What's going on? You ready to take this ass whooping?
Am I ready to take an ass whooping?
Yeah.
Problem is, I don't have anybody to give me one.
Who's talking to you?
Huh?
Huh?
Who am I talking to? I'm talking to Tricky Ricky.
Right. You said you didn't have anybody to give you one. I said you talking to him. Then you said, huh?
So what you want to do?
Well, we got a race here May the 4th and May the 26th. Take your pick.
Pick your pick.
May the 26th, that's when I'm racing them.
Oh, that sounds like a good date for me.
Yeah, well, bring it on down here, and I can send both of y'all back up the road with your butts puckered.
Okay. That's a bet. I'll lock in a week before the show.
My man, love to have you.
I don't remember Peanut's car. How's he riding, Rick?
Well, Ben, I think he had a back half car. Big block, I think, on the big tire, I think.
Hey, Ray, what's up?
Well, he could probably, if he liked to tell what he got now. But them guys that are top, they're real sneaky.
The radio show.
What did you just say?
How you riding, Peanut? What you riding with? Give us some info so we can try to put something else on the ground just in case.
Who's this?
It's Monster. How you doing, brother?
All right. Is this the Monster you said?
That's number.
This is Monster. How you doing?
Oh, all right.
Yes.
We've got a regular back half, 69 miles.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
I'm going to let him know you're going to call him.
Not like what Tricky Ricky got, but I'm going to teach him a lesson.
All right.
Not like what I have.
Hey, Ricky.
Yeah, I don't have much of nothing. Yeah, go ahead.
I just talked to Red. He's going to be calling in a minute.
Okay. What's Red's number? The first name is last four.
Hold on.
Hey, Ms. Foxbody, you can open that church mic while you're at it.
Say again?
2480.
Wait a minute, Ron DeBay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We had a call that's been waiting.
He dropped. He decided not to say anything.
He was
just listening.
Say that one more time, Ms. Foxbody.
He decided not to say anything, so now he's just listening.
Okay. Running Bear, what was Red's number?
The last four digits, 2480.
That's 804?
804.
804-2480?
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Foxbody, when you see that, could you open this mic? 804-8280.
Hey, Pee-wee, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Don't forget now, we got some chicken on the side. So what are we going with, Peanut? We going with some chicken or hamburgers? Which ones we got?
Call 804-2480. Your mic is open.
You say what now? You going with chicken or hamburgers?
Which way you going? Me and Pee-wee got chicken bet. Which way we going? Hamburgers or hot dogs? Which way we going?
Ask Tricky Wicky like, what he like to eat.
Well, I mean, Rick gonna win, so I might as well just decide on what me and him gonna eat anyway. So, yeah, what's the difference?
I'll tell you what, y'all might be eating, but I won't be paying for it.
All right.
hey, Tina, look here. I don't eat on race day, all right? I got to stay light.
Oh, man, you can eat a full course meal. You light enough.
Hey, look, matter of fact, speaking of that, I done already won a New York strip steak from a New York racer. Y'all ain't got nothing coming, man. Nothing.
I don't know. You talk a lot.
As a matter of fact, that's one of y'all big hitter 10-5 guys from up there in New York. It seems like we always got to come down there. Y'all guys act like we don't have a racetrack. Do y'all? Yeah, we do. Where's the racetrack in New York? Lebanon Valley? Who was at ACO in November? Nobody, none of you guys showed up down there.
Just let us know what kind of support you. You call us from out of nowhere, we'll come and support you.
Well, Tina, after we whoop their ass, they're going to have to come to New York to try to get their money back.
That's one way to get them to come to New York.
Look, Long Island Joe said the same thing last week, so I'm just letting you know that we got a deal. Every race that he loses, he got to walk out on the racetrack and bow down in front of me. Don't make me have to show y'all who the king of New York is down here in D.C., all right?
I tell you what, we have a deal. Y'all got to wear that Team North T-shirt.
Okay, all right, you got a deal. You got a deal.
All right. Hey, well, look, we got Riz on the line, and Miss Foxbody, can you open the Hatton Boys line? Because they on.
Uh-oh.
And let them get this hashed out real quick and see if they can get their rematch going. Mr. Riz.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's happening? How you doing?
I ain't doing too much.
Everything good with you?
Yeah, everything good.
Well, we got the Hatton Boys on deck. Then trying to see if y'all trying to work something out to do a rematch.
To do a rematch? Oh, you gonna get a rematch? I'm gonna give him a rematch.
Miss Foxby, you got open the Hatton Boys mic.
You got any wheel bearing grease? What kind of grease?
Somebody got a lot of background noise. If you can, mute your phone for me. Miss Foxbody. She must be on the, what's her name with the Hatton Boys.
What's up, Reds? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's Monster over at Custom Tees with Larry. What's happening, bro?
Okay, ain't too much happening. Same old.
Hey, Red. You ordered that hood yet?
No, I ain't ordered it yet. I mean, I'm going to probably get it before the end of the month.
Hey. Hatton Boys. Miss Foxbody, you got the Hatton Boys on?
Yes, the mic is on.
Hatton Boys. You.
They scared of what?
Them guys gone, man. They knew I called in. They gone. They on the phone now.
Do what?
Wait a minute, man. Who
that? Them guys
on the
phone, man.
Tony or Marky?
Did Rez just say we what now? Last time I checked, Rez, you was looking at the back of the car over there, man.
Hey, they don't make no difference which side. I ain't scared to run it. I mean, he called me. I ain't called him. I went running.
Okay.
Get him on the phone.
Well, he's on. I don't know what's going on. Hey, Hatton Boys, hang up and call back because we can't hear you. You're in the queue, but we don't hear you. Miss Foxbody, open Pete's mic. Nephew Pete.
Hold on. Hatton Boys, just call from another number. Hatton Boys, your mic is open.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Hey there. What's happening?
Rick, you know we always listen, Rick. You know that? I know, man. I know. So, you know, I got to get some kind of action going for you.
Hey, Rick, whenever you say the Hatton Boys, they ain't saying nothing, but you're listening. We're listening. Marquise is trying to tap in, but he said his mic is open, but nobody can hear him or something.
No, we can't hear him.
So I guess you got to hang up and try and call back. Does Miss Crossfire know his number? She got his number locked in on the thing?
She'll get him once he calls back.
Marquise, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Marquise with the Hatton Boys.
What's happening?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Ain't nothing much. Getting ready, getting all things together to go down to Mike Hill's race for tomorrow, during the weekend. I heard Red is on the line.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I'm just letting you know, this ain't no call out, nothing like that, but whenever you're ready and, you know, we can get things straight with Larry T on one of the dates, we can go ahead and get it on, do it for the fans. Whenever you're ready, it's up to you.
Okay. Well, let me get the hood straight, because I ain't fixed the hood since the last time we run.
Oh, yeah, ain't no rush. I mean, you can do what you got to do. I'm just letting you know we will be waiting if that's what you want to do.
No, that's what you want to do.
We can get it on whenever. It's up to you. If you don't want to run, you know, if you're scared, I mean, we put, damn near put daylight in between you last time. If you want it again, then you can do it. If not, then it is what it is.
Goddamn baby hat to run, honey.
I'll
take that. I'm going to take that for right now.
All right. Well, we'll keep in contact with Kendra or somebody, and whenever, you know. Whenever we both ready or whatever, then we can go ahead and get it on.
No, I ain't got to contact Kendra. I'm going to contact you.
Oh, well, you can get my number personally. It don't matter. I want you to contact me as soon as you put the hood on order. The Vega will be waiting, so I will go down there, pump the tires up, you know, and just be waiting for whenever you give us the cue. Whenever you say you move into the trap, we will be there waiting for you.
Okay.
Monster, I think this time Marquise might be in the cockpit.
Huh? We got a new driver?
We might. Now watch it. Now, if he blew doors and hoods off, I'm not sure what's gonna happen.
God damn.
And I ain't gonna be like my dad. See, my dad was a little late on the tree. I'm not gonna be like him. Red old man, so he's going to be sitting still. I'll probably be by the 3:30 by the time he get off the line.
All y'all
going
to be late on the tree when it come down to me, so I ain't worrying about the tree. You just got to worry about the tree. Don't worry about the tree.
That's going to be your best bet, because you ain't going to run with that Vega down that bottom end, I tell you that.
There you go with that thinking he going to chop somebody on the tree stuff again. Good God.
He ain't family yet, take it with me. He ain't family yet.
Wait a minute. Hey, Miss Foxbody, can you open Pete and nephew Pete and John Mike?
Pete and John, your mic is open.
What's going on, fella?
What's up, Pete?
Hey, Miss John.
Man, I heard a lot of nonsense going on this phone, Marshal.
Hey, Pete. Look, you and John know the rules, man. Y'all promoters too. Now you got to be on the backside throwing rocks each way, you know.
They're not going to come down here and take over this year. I promise you that.
Hey, Keith, hold up now. You still owe me from last year about the Hatton Boys, remember?
Hey, Monster, I'm telling you, I'm not the ass off when I catch them this year.
All right. You gonna be ready for May 4th? I might have to talk to Larry about that one. I might have to let the Hatton Boys set the door on you May 4th at Capitol Raceway. I gotta talk to Larry.
That ain't gonna happen, Mom. That's my last word. The Hatton Boys, I ain't that man.
I hear him, Martha. I hear him. We are not worried about Pete at all. He's going to be in his own way. He won't make it down the track, so we will be waiting for him. We can get it on whenever he's ready. Our car is ready right now, so whenever he get right, it ain't nothing but a phone call and a deposit.
where's John at?
Hey, Marvin.
Yo, what you got going, bro?
I'm having to stop to them. They test hold up. They got lucky last year, got a little win of red. The red let them get away. The test hold up. But I guess they think Virginia's soft. So, but I,
hey,
Pete, you know. Yeah.
Hey, Pete, last time I checked, the Maryland car took the W, man.
Yeah, they did.
So,
you know,
I got to stay with my boys across the bridge here. I mean, you and me go back a long way, but goddamn, Rick did the job. The Hatton boys, we had some stout runs last year, so I'm excited. But you know, the other one is the dude with the green Chevelle. I think his name is Tony.
Antonio.
Yeah, he took out one of our Maryland cars last year, and I've been getting phone calls that they want a rematch with him, too, so I got to call him. I got his number today from somebody.
Hey, Mark.
Yo.
I just got a wire from Boozer. He said to tell Long Island Joe he'll take the kick from him on May 4th.
That'll work. Joe will do it.
So if you can relay that message to Long Island Joe for Boozer.
He was sick today. He wasn't feeling good. That's why he didn't call in. But he definitely, I should be seeing him next week. So I'll let him know and tell Boozer to give me a shot, and we'll set up him and Joe to talk about it.
Hey, Marvin.
Go for it.
I want 2-for-1.
Hold on. Who is that? Somebody got the baby in the background. You can mute your phone for us, please.
This is John holding for Mustang Mike.
John, I don't know if Mustang Mike on this week. That was a special guest kind of thing right there. But if you're getting the key,
I thought he wanted some of that team. He's talking so much smack. I'm ready for him. Anytime he's ready.
Okay.
Any amount of money don't make me no difference. As long as he be there.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I got a contact number for Mustang Mike. I mean, we can see if we can.
I want him so bad. I want him real bad.
I know he's one of the fans.
Go ahead, Pete.
Pete.
And did he fall off?
I didn't fall off. I'm here. I'm waiting on the Mustang Mike.
No. Somebody else was talking. I was trying to get.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Foxbody, can you call Mustang Mike for us for John here?
Huh? Commercial going in the background, and I cannot hear you.
Yeah, somebody got some loud background noise. Whoever that is, could you please mute your phone? We're just trying to disrupt the call here. Mustang Mike number is 301-455-5270. Let him know that John is on the line looking for him.
Give me one moment, please.
All right.
Pete,
John,
still on,
Rick?
Yeah, I'm
kidding. No, he's from Pete. Pete, nephew Pete. He might have got disconnected. John, Miss Foxbody going to call Mustang Mike and try to get him on for you now, all right?
Okay.
So what's up, John? How you doing? It's Monster. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good. Good to hear from you.
That's good.
Now, why you two old buses want to get down at the track? You know y'all supposed to be up there being buddies, and they want to get down on each other, Rick. Tell me this ain't old school here.
Tell me old school.
Yeah.
Shed or show?
Say what?
I know shed him up once and for all.
Okay.
We have a very bad echo on the line. I don't know whose phone that is, but somebody got a kid in the background talking.
Okay. What did you say, Miss Foxbody?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, what's up, God, sir?
Mike, okay, what's going on?
Yeah, I hear Slow John running off at the mouth.
Hey, John. John, you there?
Yeah, I just need to know one thing, we get it on. Well, I can shut you up.
But look here, John. I'm going to put it back together. Your partner, he ain't got no heart to do nothing, but I'm going to go ahead and get you.
When you want to do it?
I already told you what my situation is. But I'm going to put it back together for you.
You want to borrow some money while you can get it together?
You ain't got nothing. So I'll be calling you up real soon.
Oh, man, you disappoint me. You talking about real soon. I want to run now.
Yeah, I know you did. Hey, it took you 5 years to put that little raggedy truck together. So you can give me a couple of weeks.
It ain't going to take me but 5 minutes to set you up.
It took you 5 years to get your truck together with everybody else's parts. I'm not using nobody's parts but my own. So,
well, you know, if it took me 5 years to put together, you know it's put together
get
right.
Get ready.
I'm ready to go this weekend. What do you want to do?
I'm not ready this weekend.
Then why are you wasting my time then?
Oh, wasting your time? You ain't got no time. You ain't got
but,
no time.
I'll tell you what, when can you get to the track?
I'm trying to give you a little time to get some seat time so you don't tear up and mess up the track.
Right. I don't need none, but when can you get to the track? How much time do you need?
Oh, you need some, because you know you can't drive a lick. All right,
sir, when can you get to the track?
More than your lip this time when you leave your slow self.
All right, just tell me when can you get to the track.
But I'm coming to see you real soon, baby. I'm coming in your neighborhood.
When?
What I say, John? What's wrong? Your hearing bad?
Yeah, my hearing bad. I need to rate you.
Okay.
I want you to be the first picture.
Well, look here. I'm going to try to see you probably about 2 weeks.
That'll work for me.
Thank you.
And we can run it right off the trailer. We ain't got to do no test run or nothing.
Ass whooping you about to get. Because you sure going to get an ass whooping.
I'm waiting for it. I can't wait. 2 weeks to help me get it.
Hey, as you told me what happened to you on V Street, what I did to you, this time it's going to be worse.
Yeah, you did put a gap on me on V Street. I got to give it to you.
And I'm going to do the same thing again, home.
Hey, let me ask this question. Mustang Mike.
John, play with the little boy.
Mustang Mike.
You can't handle this, man.
Mustang Mike.
Go ahead and ask me.
You can't handle this.
Mustang Mike, go ahead and talk to the man.
Oh, I'm done now.
Mike, can you hear me?
I'll see you in a couple of weeks, home.
Mike.
Get ready. Get some practice. I don't want you to hit the wall. I want you to make it through so I can embarrass your ass anyway.
Good God Almighty.
Mustang Mike.
Mike, can you hear me talking to you, bro? Goodness gracious.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Do you know anything about them racing again on V Street?
That's what they say they're doing.
Yeah, so somebody told me about that, but, I haven't crept down there to see, but they tell me they back down there.
Yeah, they say they back down there. I don't go down there, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing down there but slow cars.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that's why I
admit
you.
Honestly, I think you got to be crazy to be out street racing that day.
You got mufflers on them, everything, running on street tires. You know, I'm not a street racer no more, so I have no interest in that.
I got you. I fully understand
that's
that.
That's funny.
Hey, Mustang Mike, 2 weeks, raising money.
But do dirty, I'm going to get you, baby boy. You and your sidekick.
Make sure you bring some money.
All right. One thing, John, I got more money than you, ho, so
Watch the mouth.
All right, so since you said that, then bring some stacks then. Don't bring no punk money. Bring some stacks.
I know, baby boy. Ain't going to be no punk money.
Okay.
All 5 years of you running your mouth. I'm going to put my foot real deep in your ass this time, homie. Get ready.
Hey, I love to see you.
Oh, you're going to do more than you're going to feel it.
Oh, I can't wait for 2 weeks.
Oh, you can wait.
You can come out sooner than that.
You can wait. Just get ready. That's all I can say.
Before I let you get past me, I'll blow that motor clean out of the truck.
Well, that's what happens. You know, that's no problem. All your motors always blow up in the goddamn way. So what's the difference?
Hey, Mike, you
still running Ford in that thing? Or you just switched over to Chevrolet like the rest
of
them?
Who? Who? Who you talking to, Monster?
You look, the boys, Monster. All the boys that switched over to Chevrolet motors, I told them all. I said, the only way they put a Chevrolet in what you own is that they bury you.
That's right. But look here, I'm true blue all the way through.
Well,
it never will happen.
Yeah. Well, you done lost the race already.
That's what you say. Why don't you see what happens to him in the upcoming weeks?
Hey, Rick,
hey,
why you let them get on here and act up, man? Huh?
Hey, well, you know, old folks got to have some fun, too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to accommodate everybody.
Hey, Rick,
I swear to you, them two been going at it since the days we used to go to Shooters on Silver Hill Road. You hear me?
Well, look here. I'm a young man. I'll be 61 Saturday.
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you, my brother.
Well, why can't we run on Saturday if I can give you a birthday present?
You want a foot race, your bad foot, mother? Now, say something.
You know, my shoes, only on the side of my shoes, they got Chevrolet, so come on with that Ford.
Yeah, I'll run your Saturday foot race, and I'll let you move first. Your bad teacher.
Wait. Mustang Mike say he gonna race on foot and let you leave first?
Yes. And he better not take it.
Can you give me a day and a time you gonna be ready?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Just get ready.
You said 2 weeks? Give me a date. Give me a date and time.
I'll let you know, son.
Do you want to post up in the punk out money?
Understand something. You're not even important to me. You understand that? You understand that? You're not important.
All you
got to
do is post up the punk out money.
John.
Yeah.
Don't try to act like you are somebody, because you ain't nobody.
Yeah. All you got to do is mention something about the money, punk out money, any amount of money, anything you can afford.
You understand?
Mustang Mike must have come across something over the winter. I don't think I never heard Mustang Mike talk like that before.
I never talked to him like that, Carl. He ain't never beat nobody. He ain't never raced but maybe one time in the street. That's it. So who the hell is he?
I'm
walk
the man that's
the
down the hill.
Do like
you've
been doing. Walk around the pits, talk shit, and follow Kevin. That's what you do.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you this, Mike. What's up with Charlie? Still Charlie gonna be running that car this year?
Well, I don't know. He may be. I don't know.
Y'all keep reminding me of him and my dad talking back and forth to each other.
Yeah. But see with him.
Except Charlie was scared to jump out there with my father.
Huh?
What's Charlie?
Charlie, God, I forgot his
name. Charlie Walker?
Yeah, Charlie Walker.
Get down Camaro.
No, Charlie got that Malibu.
He got the Malibu. But his original car was called Get Down Camaro, Rick.
Okay.
He used to have the gas station by the C. Pleasant line, D.C. Maryland line, by the IGA, the Jumbo.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to be a little boy. We lived around the corner from him on 60th Street. And I used to go up to the station, and he would ride me to the house with the pipes open around through the house and drop me off.
You an old dude, monster.
Remember, Rick?
You've been everywhere. You know everybody. You's an old dude.
You got to remember who my uncle was.
What, you about 70 years old, monster?
No, man. You got to remember, my uncle had me everywhere, man.
You older than me.
Nah, that ain't happening.
Yeah,
hey, Mike,
yeah,
I got a message for you, Mike, from the Green Boys that said happy birthday.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.
You know you are old school, man. We got to look out for you. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Proud, brother. There was many days I never thought I would make it here.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm glad to be here because I never thought I ever was going to make it to be the age I am now.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to remind you of something. My most memorable time against you was when you ran us down at Palmer Highway that night with Boogie, remember?
Uh-huh.
That was
Palmer.
The best one there. Yeah.
We wasn't on Palmer. We was on that metro back there in the back roads almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was back there.
That was the best one. That was a close one.
Yeah. That was a good old day.
Yes, sir.
Now I got a little chump like John calling out, trying to do something. They ain't going to do a thing. Get embarrassed, but that's what he needs. Because I'm going to put him right in his place. He think he got something, but he ain't got nothing.
Well, I hear you.
So
we'll see
in the weeks to come. As things get warm, birds get to treeping, I'm going to grease my foot because I'm going to stick it real deep up there.
Boy.
So, John, you asking for it? You going to get it. Because your boy Keith, he's scared. He's been trying scare tactics for the last 3 weeks, and it ain't happening.
What kind of grease?
So, Keith, I know you listening. Put all your money on John.
Mike, I got another message for you,
Mike.
That's
what you're going to get.
Mike, you hear me?
What's that?
Gentleman said, do you want some of that Firebird this year? Boozer.
What Firebird?
Boozer, the white Firebird.
Oh, Boozer. Boozer been running around here jumping, but tell Boozer I'm going to see him too.
Well, he's listening. I don't know.
Tell Boozer I won't run scared of him. I didn't run scared of him before. I ain't going to run scared of him now. I know he got a little something he real happy with. But I got a trick for him too, so we'll get together.
All right, well, you heard it first, man.
How many races you got, Mike? You gonna run out of
gas? I don't know, man.
They
coming out the woodwork. You know, they think they got me covered, but they may not. That's yet to be seen.
They gotta give you the kick. You know, you're getting older, 61. You know, you might not be able to catch the tree. You know, you got to beg for a little something.
Oh man, you know, being true blue, I just can't do that.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's what them guys with Chevrolets do. I can't do that.
Oh, wait, now. Back up now. The Ford guys are the guys who big and ask for stuff.
Well, some of them do. But see, I'm not.
Oh, okay, long as you play at 50 now,
huh?
We cool. I said, long as you play that comment at 50, we all right. And when you try to reverse it to where the Chevrolet guys got to have this and got to have that. Nah.
That's what I hear a lot of. I hear so much of that, believe me. And it don't be the Ford guys.
Well, I hear so much of it, and it's always the Ford guy.
You know, the guys with the Chevrolet, they ask for it, you know, just like it's a common thing. But then if
a guy
with a Ford asks for it,
they got a Ford
he didn't curse at somebody.
He got a crossbreed and still begging.
Oh, well, I don't know. See, that's why, because he got a crossbreed.
Oh, so he just messed up in the mind?
Yeah, confused. You know how that go.
Okay.
Hey, Rick, do me a favor. Mike, our boy, but Dan Vander Ward is walking with all that Chevrolet shit on the phone now. Well, it's time to put him on mute.
we got
to mute his shit. He can't be talking that Ford shit on his Chevrolet side here.
But look here, fellas. Y'all have a good one. I had to hold on and wait for, I guess that's John or whatever, Do Dirty, you know, for them to get the heart up to say something. You know, they're trying to retaliate because I called them out last week. But it's a good thing. Now, I'm going to part my way off. Everybody have a good one. I'm going to keep listening in for the rest of the night.
Well, actually, Mike, you and Johnny then took me over my 9 o'clock curfew. But so after this, I'm going to have to go ahead and shut it down because I got something to do. But, you know, Capitol Will, from what I'm told, since they haven't come on the line yet, it's already 9 o'clock. From what I was told earlier today, they will be open this weekend. But do not take my word solely for that. That is
right.
What I was told. But call Capitol Raceway or go to Capitol Raceway website, which is capitalraceway.net, I believe, and confirm that for yourself. And don't say Rick said the track was open, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know,
it's all right. It's in the neighborhood. I can cruise down there and take a look myself, see the improvement.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Hey, John,
right, well,
before I leave, John, can you pass tech this year? You know, you got to have, you know, current seat belts and all. Go to Speed Unlimited. They open tomorrow. Get some. Talk to y'all later. Peace.
Hey, you know you get disqualified in the fight for throwing low blows, right?
Hey, I got to give it to them. They've been beating me down, man, for the last month and a half. John been beating me down for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So however I give it to him in return, he expects
it. They just got to take it.
Yes, sir.
I dig it. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Mike, and, you know, again, happy birthday. Enjoy your birthday.
You.
Enjoy the weekend.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I guess 9 times out of 10, if the track open, I'll see you down there this weekend.
That you will. All right, everybody,
all right.
Be safe, man. Talk to y'all
later.
Please.
All right, Ms. Foxbody, can you open the Cliff Mic, please?
Cliff Mic.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
What's up, Cliff?
Not much. Oh, Mike on there talking about people begging. He just left my shop begging for 2 trees. Two whole trees? 2 full trees.
Oh, man. Mike, now you ain't do that, did you, Mike?
Hello?
Oh, Mike laughed and hung up.
No, I just got on to say hello to everybody, man. That's all. You mess with Mike, that's all.
Okay. Hey, Cliff, would you be ready to do the jump in the race on April the 5th?
April the 5th. Nah, because I'm going to Atomic Dog race down in Texas. You know, that's
okay.
My home state. So I'm going down there on the 6th.
Okay.
So now I won't make the first one. But, I, if you have a second one, I will be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Do you have any race matchups that you would like to see take place this year?
Yeah, I'd like to see take place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got four of them, really. Three of them include myself. One of them includes you. Well, the first one is, first I got Cubby and I have to do it again. Then me and the Hatton boys, then me and Chris. I can't knock Chris off first.
Well,
and then the fourth race, I'd like to see you and Chris do it.
Okay. This should be interesting.
Yeah. But before I kill them, I hope they commit suicide and pay the punk out. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Hatton boys on the line if they ain't gone.
I spoke to them the other day. I was on the phone. I spoke to one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm gonna get them boys. I'd have got them last year, but you know, had a problem with the car, broke the wheelie bar and stuff. So Cubby got away, and I was supposed to get them, you know, on the second pass, but I didn't. But yeah, I'm gonna get them. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. Hey, is Game Time going down Texas with you?
No, we're going down to Fayetteville to end the cuts race. We're gonna go down there on the 23rd. But I don't believe he's going to Texas with me now.
You think he'd be interested in getting in the race on the 5th?
Yeah, I talked to him about it. Yeah, he said he'd be ready to do it.
Okay. Well, I'll call him tomorrow and rap to you about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You gonna be at the banquet, Rick?
Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
Okay. Yeah, I bought my ticket last night. I was hesitant, but I went ahead and did it. I'm gonna support it. So yeah, me and the wife will be there.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm at. I'm going to support it one way or the other. I still don't like some of the comments that my friend Mr. Wickedbird make on the message board. But
yeah, I read that.
I guess it just is what it is, but, you know, I'm going to support.
Right.
I'm going to support it.
All right, well, if I don't see you guys before then, I'll see y'all there, man. I'm going to get on out of here.
All right, well, I appreciate you calling in and giving your input on the races that you'd like to see. And see you at the track soon.
Okay, then. All right, fellas.
All right. Okay. Ms. Foxbody, do you have any other callers in the queue?
No, sir, we do not.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I'm over my time, and it's been nice. We're going to cut it to, 30-some minutes short today, or 40-some minutes short, excuse me. And we'll be back next week, and hopefully it'll be a little better of a show because the racetrack will be open and some people could get some kind of gas off their chest. We have the first annual Metro Area Banquet next Saturday. So we can wrap about that before the show and what went on this weekend at the racetrack on the show, and then go to the banquet and have a ball, wonderful time. So, again, I thank Ms. Foxbody for taking her time out to run the board today. Appreciate and thank Jay Bond for giving us the show. Grudge Inc. If you would be so kind to go over to grudgeinc.us and check out the board, join. They have a message board there, and you can check what's going on at other racetracks throughout the country. Midwest, down south, east. We got some things going on over in California. So go over there and check it out, worldinc.us, and join. And with that being said, I'm going to say good night, and I'll see everybody at the racetrack this weekend and talk to you all next Thursday on the show at 8 p.m. Good night.
All right, Rick.
Brace yourself at Grudge Inc. and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, Steve Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killer, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And Jojo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run what you brung, hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Raceway, 6570 Highway 996, Bella Rose, Louisiana. Admission's $20, kids 10 and under free, Tents and Tunes $30. Gates open at 10 a.m., racing starts at 2 p.m., and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boom at 504-602-5817.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.